USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pentagon spokesman says Russia is still boosting its military presence on the border with Ukraine.
He continues to give himself more options should he pursue a military path here.
John Kirby telling reporters an invasion could happen at any time with little or no warning. He stressed that a diplomatic path is still available to Russian President Vladimir Putin. And as far as the Pentagon's reaction to China supporting Russia,
we would say that their tacit support, if you will, for Russia is deeply alarming and frankly even more destabilizing to the security situation in Europe.
The western United States is experiencing the worst mega drought in over a millennium. A mega drought is a prolonged drought that persists for two decades or longer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Nearly 60% of Americans aren't pleased with immigration levels. That's an 8% increase from last year, according to a new Gallup poll. It includes 35% of Americans who would prefer that immigration decrease. Canadian truckers are continuing to protest now for the third week in a row against vaccine mandates, and Canada's prime minister is so far refusing to make concessions. Former President Donald Trump on Fox and Friends weighs in on the protest and expresses his support for the truckers.
They're tired of being pushed around by incompetent people, being told what to do, being forced with the mandates. The mandates should have not happened. I mean, I'm very proud of Warp Speed. Everybody has given us credit. Nobody thought it was possible to do what we did. And that includes therapeutics, by the way.
Ontario officials have declared a state of emergency, threatening fines and jail time for the protesting truckers if they keep blocking highways and bridges. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the Russia probe investigating former President Donald Trump is making new allegations.
The Russian dossier investigation against President Trump that he was colluding with Russian banks and leaders to influence the 2016 presidential election was bought and paid for by Democrats in the Hillary Clinton campaign. The John Durham investigation has revealed illegal spying on a sitting president and a hoax that led mainstream media to attack Trump for years. So far, three indictments have come down from the investigation. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Fox News believes it's only a matter of time before more indictments are issued.
That there was a Hillary Clinton campaign plan to create fake Russia collusion allegations or scandal involving Donald Trump. I would expect there to be quite a few more indictments, and I do think there was a criminal conspiracy.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Labor announced on Monday that $2.9 million will head to California. In addition to cleanup and recovery efforts in the aftermath of the 2021 wildfires in Northern California, the money will be used to provide employment and training services across multiple counties. The funding also will allow for temporary employment for people to clear down trees, do forest restoration projects, among other functions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.